Hydro switched over to manual operations for its most critical systems, relying on pen and paper and faxes to track its manufacturing and finances. Printed order forms, sticky notes on doors, and blank computer screens, hours of manual labor and bookkeeping helped keep the most essential orders fulfilled until computer access could be restored, partially for mission-critical work. Manual production is by no means an optimal solution, but it is better than a full shutdown of production facilities. Still, the incident cost Hydro an estimated $70 million, according to its 2019 fourth quarter earnings report. To combat the attackers, meanwhile, Hydro CIO Joe DeVlager, along with agencies including Microsoft's Cybersecurity Response Team and the Norwegian National Cybersecurity Center, set up teams to investigate the virus corruption and rebuild the network. That meant inspecting the accounts of more than 30,000 employees and even more service accounts. Essential systems like manufacturing-specific software had to be rebuilt over the course of about 3 weeks. Restarting other systems, including the company's user directory, took as long as 3 months. Rob Lee, CEO of cybersecurity firm Dragos, praised Hydro's handling of the situation. It was just extraordinarily transparent. If you're impacting the public or the supply chain, it helps quell a lot of concerns, and it's just a really good practice. Still, with the risk to the actual hackers being minimal, no one was arrested for the Hydro attack, and ransom payouts rising, it's a constant effort to stay ahead. If a competent hacker really wants to get into a company, they will succeed no matter what, says DeVlager. We need to be perfect all the time. They just need to be lucky once, and sooner or later, they might be lucky again.